Deputy Vice Chancellors, Mr. Dean, Professor Wilson, colleagues, my students, my family, friends and guests, I feel deeply honoured to stand here tonight. I'm particularly honoured that you came tonight, the night before a public holiday and long weekend, to listen to me talk about economics and transformation. Indeed, it may seem presumptuous that I, as a pale male, should choose to talk about that topic. Some people have argued that people like me shouldn't be talking at all, that given where we've come from, given the history of South Africa, given the role that people like me have played in that history, that basically we should not be offering diagnoses and analyses, that we should leave the political arena, the public arena, to others to remake this society in their form. And that we should actually just step back in humility and shame, and we should just keep quiet. So, should I talk? I could try to deliver a silent lecture, but it wouldn't be much fun. It would be deeply unsettling. It would be in violation of a whole lot of the norms that kind of bind us together. You've come here on the night before a public holiday to listen to me, so that's my job to speak, so I better get on and do it. But before I do that, I want to just remember that actually my ability to speak, our ability to speak as a nation, is based on a history of silences. There were a whole lot of people who over many years were silenced, whose voices couldn't be heard. And in fact, one of the most shocking moments for me in my development as a young academic was when I arrived at the University of Natal and discovered that there had been huge events, National Women's March, that were completely written out of the history books that I had seen at school. I just never got to hear about that. This stuff had just been shut up. There were a whole lot of people who were banned and who couldn't speak. And in fact, given where we are today, we should remember that 50 years ago this week, Nelson Mandela was arrested and disappeared into prison. So I do want to talk, and I want to talk about three things. I want to talk about the economic transformation of South Africa, or perhaps the lack of it. I want to talk a little bit about the economics of that transformation process, really ask the question, why do we still see so much poverty and inequality? And then talk just a tiny little bit about the transformation of economics, what sort of things we as economists might do. In order to get there, I'll take a little bit of a meandering road, a little bit like my path through academia, but I'll get to these topics in the end.